Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 20th para was recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the 19th para spoke about many nations that were destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is very, very kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish people. It is their own stubbornness and their own evil, and they are not prepared to accept. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why are you taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, or those who are, you are taking partners? Means you build up your ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created the heavens and the earth. He has sent down waters for you, and He has given you beautiful, beautiful plantations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has made the earth firm for you, and He has made rivers flow in between. Strong, strong mountains Allah has made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a barrier between oceans, so they do not go into one another. And oceans and rivers, sweet and salty water, they do not get mixed up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who, when a person calls out to Him and a person is in distress, Allah accepts it. Allah ta'ala is the one who removes difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides you in the darkness of the ocean, on land and in the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends winds before the rains come to show a person that the rains will be coming now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you. Allah will give you life again. Allah is the one who is giving you rosy and sustenance in the world. From the heavens also Allah is sending down the waters. Allah is giving you from the ground. Ilahumma Allah. Is there any other God besides with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Together with Allah who is doing such a thing. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So build up your connection and ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are not prepared to do so, لَكِنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. They were not prepared to make shukr and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. So many signs that Allah ta'ala has created in the world. Allah ta'ala says, سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Travel in the earth and see what was the result of the people of the past. How they were completely destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages, commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, that tell the people that I myself have been commanded that I must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah has commanded also he must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have been commanded I must be amongst the Muslims. I must be subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, I have been commanded to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Shows the great importance of Quran Sharif, that even the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanded here that he must make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And by making tilawat of Quran with the intention of hidayat, فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. A person who is rightly guided, then he is getting guidance for his own benefit. No one else will benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ. And if a person goes kumrah, he goes misguided, then say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm only warning you people, I'm putting you on the right path. You have got the choice yourself now whether you want to follow it or not. Thereafter, the next surah is Surah Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the people wanted to chase Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of Makkah Mukarramah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually was forced to make hijrat. Some portion of the surah was revealed while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, how Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, what difficulties he went through, what examinations, and eventually he left his place where he was living in Misr with Firaun. He grew up there, but many, many years later he came back, encouraging Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you might be leaving Makkah Mukarramah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make such systems that you will come back again to Makkah Mukarramah, and you will come back victorious, and your enemies will be destroyed, like how Firaun and his people was destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, how Firaun came and he was a big zalim and oppressor, and he divided people, he made them in different groups, like how we had the apartheid regime, that's how he had it here also. He used to slaughter the small children and leave the women alive as slave girls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make ihsan and kindness about the Bani Israel and save them from slavery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once somebody had a dream and they saw that a person from the Bani Israel will help and save them. So Firaun became very, very worried. He started killing all the small babies and children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect a person, there is no one who can go against the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her mother is frightened. Allah ta'ala inspires her. Put your child in the water. She thought she can look after her child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, where you think there is protection, there is no protection. And when I give protection, then Musa alayhi salam comes in the lap of Firaun, and Firaun cannot do any harm at all to Musa alayhi salam. He's flowing on the river. Asiya, the wife of Firaun, says, I want this child here, and you can't, don't ever kill this child. Maybe he will benefit us. And she says, this is the coolness of my eyes. So anyhow, Firaun, now he looks after the child. The child is, Musa alayhi salam is not prepared to drink milk. The mother of Musa, they are looking for somebody to give milk to the child. Musa alayhi salam's mother goes there, she says, I'm a woman, I've got very, very good air, I smell very nice, and my milk is very good, let me feed the child. So they give the child, and the child drinks. Firaun actually pays the mother now, you must look after this child, and he pays every month for feeding her own child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, if he wants to protect a person, there is no one who can go against the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The after Musa alayhi salam started living, he lived in the palace of Firaun also, he grew up there. He had a fight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salam to grow up, some of his tarbiyat must take place also, where he must learn to love as a what of mujahada and sacrifice. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a fight with him. He punched one person, mistakenly killed the person, and eventually he has to leave Madian and he runs away. When Musa alayhi salam runs away, he does not know where to go. So he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am completely muhtaj and in need of any goodness which you give to me. So ulama have mentioned that Musa alayhi salam made this dua. It's a very beautiful dua. You should try to memorize it and always make this dua. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in place of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a wife also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a work, a job he was working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him also nabuwat, highest level. In today's time, you cannot get nabuwat. So the person makes dua, inshallah, Allah will give a person wilayat. So whatever necessities of dunya also, Allah gave it to him. And of deen also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Musa alayhi salam. So it's a very, very beautiful dua. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. So anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, while sitting there, the two daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam, they were trying to get water. Musa alayhi salam helped and assisted them. They go home to their father and tell their father, there's a very honorable man sitting there, and he needs some help, he's in difficulty. Shu'aib alayhi salam sends his daughter, he was old, he could not manage to go and call him. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى الْاسْتِحْيَا. One of the two daughters comes to him, walking with great shame, الْاسْتِحْيَا, on top of modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every word in the Quran Sharif is well chosen. Allah does not mention any word extra to show one very, very important quality about women, is when they are walking, they must walk with shame. A person must actually be able to see that this is a woman, she's got a lot of shame in her, even if she's wearing a cloak. But the manner of walking also shows a very, very big difference. So a person must walk with great shame and modesty within themselves. This must be part of their nature. Anyhow, she calls Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She encourages her father that take him. إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. The best person you can hire is a person who is strong and is amanatdar and trustworthy. The ulama say, whenever you're looking for a person to do a job for you, you must look for these two qualities. One is, he must have the ability to do that work. He must have the know-how of it. And the second thing is, he must be trustworthy. He must have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must not cheat and deceive. If he's got these two qualities, then he's a person worthy of hiring for some work. Anyhow, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam gets his one daughter to marry to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He remains there for a period of 10 years. And then eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves and is going back to his home to visit his parents. On the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Musa alayhi salam nabuwat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in great detail. And the du'as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made to Allah ta'ala, he wants help and assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you can take your brother Harun alayhi salam as a nabi, he will help you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salam, they go back to Fir'aun and they give him da'wah towards Islam. But he is not prepared to accept. And after a lot of sacrifice which Musa alayhi salam made, Fir'aun and his people are completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them from the surface of the earth, and the Bani Israel become dominant. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that eventually you also will become dominant. You will come back to Makkah Mukarramah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people who are not prepared to accept hidayat, there are four or five reasons, and Allah ta'ala mentions this, different reasons. One great reason why people are not prepared to accept hidayat is because of money, things of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا. Whatever you are given in this world, it's only some saman and goods, mata', basic necessities, goods of this worldly life and the beauties of this worldly life. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far, far better and superior, and it will remain forever and forever. فَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ. Why don't you use your aql and your brains and understand what a person is losing out by not accepting hidayat just for some small worldly gains of this world? He's in complete destruction. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different signs of his, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to make the night forever and forever till the day of Qiyamah, which other God is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring back to you the day? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make day for you forever till the day of Qiyamah, who can bring the night to you people? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Can't you see, can't you hear? أَمِرْ رَحْمَتِي. Due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the day for you. Allah has made the night for you, so that you can rest at night, and you can go out and earn your rosy and sustenance in the day. فَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You can see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till today, who of us has thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of the day and for the night? Allah ta'ala says, one reason I gave you the day and night is to make shukr to me, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has certain du'as also, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَقَالَنَا يَوْمَنَا هَذَا وَلَمْ يُهُلِكْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. When the day comes, the person must recite this du'a. At night also, there are du'as to be recited. You should try to learn these du'as. Even if you don't learn the du'as, at least thank Allah Ta'ala sometimes. Ya Allah, you gave me the day, you gave me the night. It's so comfortable to sleep, so easy to sleep, so easy to do my work in the day. Alhamdulillah, what a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Qarun. That Qarun, he had a lot of money. He was from the family of Musa alayhi salam, the tribe of Musa alayhi salam. But money made him arrogant, and he was not prepared to accept hidayat. As we had mentioned, one of the reasons why a person doesn't accept hidayat, he had so much of wealth that just to carry the keys, a big jamaat of people had to carry the keys of his treasures. The people gave him five advices. They said, number one, la tafrah. Allah has given you wealth. Do not become proud because of the wealth. Allah hates the people who are proud. Number two, wabtaghi fima ataakallahu dar al-akhirah. What Allah Ta'ala has granted you, seek the life of the year after with it. Yeah, very beautifully the ulama has mentioned, fima ataakallahu, in what Allah Ta'ala has granted you. This is against the capitalist system, where a person feels, I have earned, it's my money. Allah Ta'ala has granted to a person. And it's against the communist system, where everything must be shirkat, there must be partnership in everything. Allah Ta'ala says, fima ataaka, Allah has granted it to you. So something is private property also, which a person owns, which is the Islamic system. But whatever a person owns, it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must earn it in the right way, and he must spend it in the right way. So it's against the system of the capitalist and the communist system, which two complete systems against the Islamic system. The Islamic system is the most perfect in-between system, which is the solution to all the problems in this world. So what Allah has granted you, seek the life of the year after with it. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. This has got three meanings. Some ulama say it means that do not forget your portion in this dunya. Send your money to the akhirat. Whatever you are leaving back, you're going to leave it in this dunya. It's of no benefit for yourself. Number two, second meaning is, do not forget your portion of this dunya. You are sending money for the akhirat. Don't send so much of money, you've got no money now for you to fulfill the needs of your wife, your children. You've got needs in this world also. Fulfill the needs also. It's a great ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third meaning, which means, لَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't ever forget your portion of this dunya. The portion of this dunya is the qabr, is the grave. Don't ever forget that. So much of money Allah has given you. But remember, when you leave this world, your big houses, it won't come of any benefit to you. The only portion of this dunya is this one 6 feet down, and 1 meter by 1 meter, 1 or 2 meters by 1 meter. This is the only portion of the dunya which we have got. And wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk. The third fourth advice they gave him was, do ihsan, kindness to people, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done kindness to you. وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has given you money. Do not cause fasad and trouble in the earth. Do not spend your money in the haram ways. Do not go gambling and insurance policies and whatever. Do not use to commit corruption in the world. That money which Allah has given you, use it in the right way. Do not use it in the wrong way. Anyhow, he was proud and arrogant. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ وَعَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, I got this money because I'm very clever. I was very intelligent. I worked very, very hard for my money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually destroyed him for all of his money. The people of dunya saw this year, they were Muslims, but they said, oh, their mouth started watering. Only if we had so much of like this year. But the people of knowledge, before the calamity came down, they understood that even having a lot of money is not sufficient. This can be, it destroys people. Eventually Qarun was destroyed, the whole earth was swallowed up in the earth, all his money in his houses and everything. Then the people of Iman, but of weak Iman, when they saw this, they said, oh, Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us. That we did not have so much of money and we were destroyed like him. So a person of ilm, of knowledge, is a person who understands that this dunya has got no reality at all. It is very, very low in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not become deceived by this world. The life of the year after, this is the house which we have made for those people who do not intend to cause corruption in the earth, who do not commit guna and sin in the earth, and who haven't got pride within themselves. The person who has got humility, doesn't commit sin, Allah has prepared akhirat for him. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The final result, the best result, is for the people of taqwa. In the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala was returning back to Makkah Mukarramah. He must continue building up his ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never ever taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's help and assistance will come. The next surah is called Surah An-Kabut. Or in your subject matter is of Ibtila, the sunnah of Ibtila. The examination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala examines every person. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think they will just say we have iman and they won't be tested? No, every single person will be tested. Allah will test them in different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are making jihad, mujahada, sacrificing. You are making mujahada for yourself. You will get benefit. Allah is completely independent. Sometimes Allah ta'ala tests a person with his parents. Allah has commanded us, you must have full rights, fulfill the rights of your parents. But sometimes Allah tests you. They will ask you to break Allah's command, to make shirk with Allah ta'ala, take a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't ever obey your parents also, no matter how high rank they have got. But the first is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one examination. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of the past Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. 950 years he gave da'wat. What examinations he went through. But Allah protected him eventually at the ending. And his people were destroyed. They were not prepared to accept. Other Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam also came. They told the people. The people said, قَالُوا أُقْتُلُوهُ وَحَرِّكُوهُ. Kill him, burn him, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the person from the fire. Allah ta'ala protected them. This is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala speaks about him. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the call of him. And he was making hijrat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam made hijrat. He left his home. Like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave his home. And he went away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the best rewards. What pious progeny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the reward in this worldly life also. In the year after also Allah has promised him. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They were doing the most filthy of actions. Innakum lata'atuna al-fahisha. Such an immoral action of homosexuality, which no person ever before had done in the history of mankind. These were the first people. And according to some historical narrations, they were the first people also to shave their beards, to remove their beards. The people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And one reason is why they removed their beards is to fulfill the desires with other men. They wanted them to look like women. So they told them must remove their beards. So this removing of beards has come down from the it's a miracle of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, "Innakum lata'atuna ar-rijal." Are you going to fulfill your desires with men? The Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that many people, we encourage people, you must stay away from amrads, young boys who don't have beards. A person can a lot of times get involved in fitna with them. But even rijal, if a person has got the slightest feeling in his heart, meilan, meilan qalb, a slightest inclination towards any man also with evil thoughts, then these thoughts are natural which come within man. But he must stay very, very far away from that. A lot of tawbah is far, and he must not meet that person also. Whoever a person has got inclination towards, and many, many people who stay away from women, and shaitan tries and tricks them with young boys, or with even other men. So as soon as a person has got the slightest inclination, immediately he must break off ta'alluq with that person, break off connection, even if he has to have a fight with him. Hazrat used to say it's wajib, compulsory to have a fight with that person, break off your connection with him, do not have any ta'alluq in connection with him, because this can lead to great, great evils. So Hazrat used to say from this ayat, rijal, even men with beards, if you got desire for them, person must stay very, very far away from them. And now they were not prepared to accept this call. And eventually they also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send the punishment and destroy them. Wa qaruna wa fir'auna wa haman. Allah ta'ala says, many people of the past came. Clear signs were given to them. They were not prepared to accept. They made zulam upon themselves. Allah ta'ala eventually destroyed them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the para. But the example of those who are taking anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as friends, kamathalil ankabut, they are like a spider which has taken a house. And the spider thinks my house is very, very comfortable. It's very, very protective. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The weakest of houses is the house of a spider. It's got no, can't give you protection from the heat, from the cold. Somebody just passes his hand over it. The thing is broken completely. It's completely weak. And the person is, that spider is taking refuge there. Similarly, those who take anybody besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as helper and protector and assistant, he's taking the help of someone who's very, very weak, who cannot help him and assist him in the least, but keep your ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the most powerful, the most strongest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. And if you will take any protection by anyone else, help and assistance from anyone else, the person is leading himself into destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن أذكر الله مع قوم بعد صلاة الفجر إلى طلوع الشمس أحب إلي من الدنيا وما فيها ولأن أذكر الله مع قوم بعد صلاة العصر إلى أن تغيب الشمس أحب إلي من الدنيا وما فيها رواه البيهقي. حضرت انس ابن مالک رضی اللہ عنہم سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ میں ایک جماعت کے ساتھ صبح کی نماز کے بعد سے آفتاب نکلنے تک ذکر میں مشغول رہوں, یہ مجھے دنیا اور دنیا کی تمام چیزوں سے زیادہ محبوب ہے. اسی طرح عصر کی نماز کے بعد سے غروب تک ایک جماعت کے ساتھ ذکر میں مشغول رہوں, یہ مجھے دنیا اور دنیا کی تمام چیزوں سے زیادہ پسند ہے. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu quotes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as if saying, sitting with people engaged in the dhikr of Allah after Fajr Salah until the sun rises is more beloved to me than whatever the sun rises upon. Similarly, to sit with such people after Asr Salah until sunset is more beloved to me than the entire world and what it contains. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu quotes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as having said, sitting with people engaged in the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu after Fajr Salah until the sun rises is more beloved to me than whatever the sun rises upon. Similarly, to sit with such people after Asr Salah until sunset is more beloved to me than the entire world and what it contains. Inshallah, let's keep this hadith in mind and make our dhikr. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا. الہی عطا ذرہ درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا، نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو ہی مطلوب، میں ہوں طالب تیرا، اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے، تجھے غم ہے کیا. لا الہ الا اللہ، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھے کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں، ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی
کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نارای مستانا خوش می آیدم تا بجانا چنی می بایدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شانو الله آزرا جز آسوا حمدم نبود آزرا غیر خدا محرم نبود اللہ 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 اے خدائی بندارا رسوا مکن گر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن اللہ 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 غالبی بر جاذبائے مشتری شاہ در درمان دگارا و آخری مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين